Thank you, Baruch Hashem.
So today's daf is daf Kuf Nun Dalet. We were in the middle here of the fascinating statement of Rami Bar Chama, who says that there is an chiyav chatas and an iser skila for someone who is mechamer achar behemto on Shabbat, which was very surprising, because I mean we had listed all of the various melachot, but never had included mechamer as a melacha. Viewed it as an iser, and indeed the Rava asked on Rami Bar Chama from the fact that it doesn't fit the rules, because since Chatat has to be compared to Avodah Zarah, and that's the mokar of all of the Chataot, and Avodah Zarah is something that you do on your own, so how is it possible to say your animal could be Machai of you? So Rava disagreed with him about the Chatas part, and furthermore he asked on him from the fact that it says that when you mechalel Shabbat, apparently there is something that is not included then in chilul Shabbat, and that could only be mechamer. So you see, there must be something that's not included in the overall isurim of Shabbat, the way you're claiming mechamer is. And he answered, no, mechamer is included. What might not be included might be, maybe according to Rabbi Natan, where Havara is only a lav, or maybe if you hold Chumim or Dioraita like Rabbi Akiva holds, there's still no Chiyav Chatat, and there's no Chiyav Skila on Chumim. But meanwhile, definitely, Rabbi did not agree with Rami Bar Chama. Now this, today we're up to the first line, actually, on Kuf Nun Dalet. Reb Zvid, this that we just learned was the way Reb Zvid quoted Rami Bar Chama. So Reb Zvid matni hakim. Reb Zvid rather disagrees with the way that we just quoted it, and he says it as follows: Amar Rami Bar Chama, amechamer achar beemto b'Shabbat b'shogeg eino chayav chata. In his version, indeed, Rami Bar Chama didn't disagree with Rava's raya from Avodah Zarah. And he said, look, obviously you can't be chayav chatas because you didn't do it begufa. Nonetheless, b'mezit chayav skila. Because there you have the comparison that the Torah made at ta'o v'hem techa. So if you're chayav skila, then you would be chayav skila through up melacha done with b'hem techa. In the version of Reb Zvid and Rami Bar Chama, Rava asks, Masiv Rava, doesn't it say in a brayta, ha'makalela te'shabbat b'davar she'chayavina she'yigo chatat, Chayavin azidon askila, that any time that you're mechal Shabbos on something that you're chayav achatas on, you would be chayav askila on. So does that not imply ha in chayavin ashiyato chatat in chayavin azidon askila? Doesn't that imply that if there's no chayav on of achatas, there's no chayav of askila? Says the Gemara, well, that's sort of an elementary mistake in logic, isn't it? I mean, Mika Tani Ha In Chayavin never said that. All it says is Davar Shechayavin Ashiyato Chatat Chayavin Azdonoski La. It doesn't mean that there may not be many things. Well, one thing Yesh Davar Shein Chayavin Ashiyato Chatat Chayavin Azdonoski La. Never said that it was true in both directions. So it's an elementary error. So it's very possible that there is something that you're not chayav achatas, namely mechamer, as Rami Bar Chama says, but you would still be chayav skila. If he had said it the other way around, you would have had a question from the bride. So my new mechamer, Rava, who was the brother, not the Rava that we brought, Rava rather was the brother of Rav Mori Bar Rochel. Now, there's an insertion here, which is clearly not part of the sugya, but which someone writing up the sugya wrote into the Gemara, Rashi takes it out, all of the Nefarshim take it out, in which the following lines appeared, the Amrei La, and some say it was Rava Avua de Rav Mori Barocha, that Rava was the father of Rav Mori Barocha, which is ridiculous because of Lishna Batra, according to that version, Kasha the Rav Akshel Rav Mori Barocha Lamani Bepur Sidabavel. End of insertion. Not yet. There's still more. It couldn't possibly be that Rav Mori Barochel was the son of Rava. Because the whole problem with Rav Mori Barochel, that his father was not Jewish. And that's why we had the whole question of whether you could appoint Ramari Barachel to be a policeman in Bavel, because since you need him to be Miyisrael, so Shaila, since it was Emo Miyisrael, so you appointed him. Now you're telling me that Rava was the father of Ramari Barachel? No, 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 no. Besides which, I mean, we have to know that it reports Ramari Barachel's father's being Isser. Isser Avu the Ramari Barachel. So, this whole thing is crazy. Says, well, maybe it's not crazy. Or it says whoever wrote this. Dilma Tre Mari Barachel Avi. There always could have been two Mari Barachels, you know. Of which whom Rava was the father of one. Anyway, ending now this little insertion. So, in any event, Avi Masa Lashmaita Mishmeda Rabbi Yochanan Liftur. He learned the Din of Mechamer, according to Rabbi Yochanan, telling me Ptur in all directions. Not like Rami Bar Chama at all, but rather Amar Rabbi Yochanan, a Mechamer Achar Be'emto B'Shabbat Patur Miklum B'Shogeg Lo Mechayev Chatat. You're not chayev anything, because you can't be chayev a chatat, we've already said, Rukshakola Torah Kulu L'Avodah Zorah. And even in the last Lashon that Rabbi Zvid reported, even Ramari Bar Chama, Rami Bar Chama was Moda, that there's no chiyuv of a chiyuv katas. But in that case, b'meizid nami lo mechayev, you wouldn't be chayev skila either. Titznan, ha-mechalelot ha-shabbat, midavar shechayavin al shigirato chatat. If you're mechalel Shabbos in something that is mechayev you, a chiyuv chatat, chayavin, it should say, azidono skila. Only then are you chayev azidono skila. But if in chayavim al shigirato chatat, in which case, there's no chiyuv. So you'll say, well, wait a minute, maybe there's no chiyuv skila, but there's still an iser. I mean, it says, so at least let there be a chiyuv of malchus, right? No. B'lav nami lo mechayev. There's not even a chiyuv malchus. Because this lav of lo ta'asecho melocha, atovem techa, is a lav shenitan nazarat mitat bedin. From the basis of this love, we are mechayev yuskila, not asekol melacha. In which case, kol lav shnitan hazarat mitat bedin in lokin alav. You cannot be mechayev a person malchus where that love is given to be used in cases of capital punishment. Vafil amandi amar loki, and even though there is a man, the Amar, who says that you are loka, and therefore you'd think in this case you would be loka in here. Here you definitely wouldn't be, because I'll prove it to you. Lichtov rachmana lo ta'aseh ko melacha. Let's say it would have said, don't do any melacha. Would that have meant you, or would that have meant your shadow? I assume it would have meant you. So if I would have said to you, lo ta'aseh ko melacha, and for that matter, uvem techa. You wouldn't know it. It means you and your animal. So I say, ata uvem techa. I mean, obviously, who else are we talking about? So therefore, what it's saying is, ata lomali, it's coming to say, ata is included in the chiyuv of the law, lo ta'aseko malacha. So alhu nihudim mechayim. Be'em to, even though there's a mitzvah to be shoved, but lo mechayim, you're not mechayim at all. Not mishum karet, not mishum lav, and not mishum shigagat chatat.
How come the more that has, we learned a long time ago, the havara lalav yatsas, the more over there, does not mention that this whole mahalat that we had over here, the havara lalav, filming kaharas, and the reason they do this whole mahalat, the more that's not being done over there, but asking as a question.
Of course not, because it's a different law.
It's not.
That's the whole point. And this new law came out to be honest.
Yeah.
The Kamer.
Yeah.
You can't call it a mice. It's certainly not your malacha. The most you could say is, I'm being machai of you for the act of your animal. But that before it's a sabta.
But I'm using my voice. I'm making
my voice. Yeah, but it's still not your mice. Your voice doesn't create the filoshama. Only indirectly. But the act of the malach has been done. There was nowhere was the Torah Machayev. Nowhere was the Torah Machayev on a voice. No, what you're thinking of is bad. It's certainly not a mice of the malach. Yeah, of course.
If I push you something.
Yeah, it would be a problem. What?
If I push something, I'm quiet. Why?
I'm pushing you as a monster. This is a grab of the arm.
Sorry.
Sorry?
No,
it's only because it's because that's the way to do chasim. It's one of the ways to do chasim. The lack of chasim is preventing your animal from eating. In that case, the voice prevents the animal from eating, so it's considered to be a mice. You can't say you did the malacha through your mind, through your voice. Speaking to an animal is not a CS malacha. The most of it is a grobman malacha. Right, but the parah wasn't mechayev. Parah is on mechamer because it says atah. That's the point. So what are you going
to
be mechayev?
I'm talking about the comparison to
Avodah Zarah. Then that time, I don't understand Avodah Zarah. Why? Because Avodah Zarah is nice and cool. Avodah Zarah is under the dibur. I don't know. We're comparing it not to mechamer. We're comparing chatas to Avodah Zarah, not to mechamer.
We're saying mechamer is and we're saying, well, it can't be because of, we're going to compare alchatas to Avodah Zarah. If I say that Avodah Zarah has to be something you love, so mechamer is not. The issue itself is mechamer. I'm making animal move by my voice.
But the Torah wasn't mechayev on mechamer. It was mechayev on melacha. And you're not doing the malacha with your voice. You can't do a malacha with your voice. That's the point. So you say, okay, so let me be chayav. But mechamer, we already said, it's not similar to Avodah Zarah. It's not a mitzvah begufa. Higia lechatzer achitzona, says the Mishnah, when you come to the outermost spot, there's a kelim on mitalim you can remove from the animal, and anything else, loosen the knot, and let the badge fall off, and you can even bring karimu chsatot, put the karimu chsatot beneath the things that are going to fall, and that would be okay. Which, by the way, the Rif uses to prove that our assertion earlier in the Masechet that you cannot move a kli, in kli nital ela letzorah davar hanital, is not true. Because over here we're bringing pillows, and we're using those pillows to let something that I can't move fall on. So that means I'm moving a kli, let's say something that isn't nital. Many argue on the Rif and say that the whole point over here is that we're doing something special because it has to, right? Isn't that part of the thing, that we're allowing you to do things normally we wouldn't allow you to do because we feel that a person isn't even al mamayin? I say, okay, we're mamater all of this because of hefset. Is that to say that normally you'd be allowed to be metal to a kli that wouldn't be letzerach dover anito? Not necessarily. Okay. So, but in any event, certainly you could take it off of your animal. But what happens if these kelim, she'enam nitalim, let me see if I brought along anything that might be. Not bad, not bad. Listen, Rosh Hashanah, Pesach. I understand. All right, so let's try this again. How about if you've got glass? Okay, now it appears that he's got a problem of carrying the glass, which he wonders, what's the problem with carrying glass? No problem carrying glass on Shabbos. But it says here that if it's carrying glass, bevi charimu chesatot miniach tachtel matira chavalim vasakin ofli, you can bring pillows to absorb the impact and undo the knot and allow this sack on the side of the animal to fall off. Asks the Gemara, but the Mishnah says you can simply pick up the kelim if it's nital in b'shabbat. Surely glass is nital b'shabbat. Rav Huna was referring to the test tubes that you use for the bloodletting, and those tubes are not usable for anything. The question as to why they're not usable, they may not be usable because they're moles. The problem is that Rav Huna paskins earlier like Rav Shimon, that he isn't made of a Muktzah Machatz Nias. So some learned Karna de Umna is Muktzah Machatz Chitzaron Kis. It's a professional kli, and you don't use it for anything else. And therefore, it would be Muktzah. I mean, nothing you could do. You wouldn't be allowed to move it with your hands. And Memela, it's over here, the only Eitzah is to put down the pillows and so on. Asks the Gemara v'hokamevato kli mehechano, but are you not creating a situation over here where those pillows can now no longer be used because they have muktzah on them? So how are you going to use them? So now you're being mevato kli mehechano. If you recall earlier, we had two approaches. I think actually we did that on Pesach. Maybe that's why you got messed up. The sugya mevato kli mehechano was in the Beit HaKnesset, I think, on Pesach. Where the problem over there is we had a machlokus as to whether the Isser is an Isser bona, because it's as if you were mechaber them together, so now they can't be moved. It's a strange approach, which does some stimulation. Or whether it's similar to being Saiser, because you can't use this kli at all. But in any event, how about that problem? That's talking about Bishlifi Zutri. It's talking about small containers. Small containers, you can lift the side of the pillow and allow them to roll off. If you allow them to roll off, the pillow will be available. So you're not being mevata kli me'achono. Of course, to drop them from the chamor, they'll break already. And over here, if the karim of satot were taller, so if they break a smaller pillow and finally get it down level by level till it's on the ground. Meitve. Tabe and totu una tebel v'ashishiyot. Strange combination. His behemoth is carrying tevel, so the tevel is not usable, or it's carrying around ashashiyot. Ashashiyot shoschuchit, in other words, there. What normally means, I don't know, a lamp of some kind. I mean, so I don't know what the connection is between tevel and ashashit, but it says matira techavalim. You have to loosen the ropes. Vasakin noflim v'afal pishim mishtabrim. Even if they're going to break, that's what you do. That's the whole Mishnah. You could bring the Karim of Satot. So why all of a sudden no? Answers the Gemara Hatam Bekulsa. What we're talking about over here, when it says Ashashiyot, is raw glass that has not yet been formed. So it's Ashashit in the same sense as something that you pour an Ashashit of metal. So you have glass now that's formed into large pieces. It may even be sheets of glass and so on. They're meant to be cut anyway. So there's no point, Elvia. They're going to break, they'll break. I mean, anyway, you're going to cut them into something or other. So what's the difference? It's not a kli. But the problem is, if it's not a kli, then many Rishonim learn like this. If it's not a kli, you wouldn't be able to move the karim and the xato. Because tiltul that were matim and hatsad is only if it's a kli. But if it's bechalal not a kli, was other yard the Torah's kli, so we wouldn't be matted over here, unless it were a question of hefsek. But since it's an ashashit, you're not going to lose very much anyway, except for a few little pieces of shattered, little shattered material that you won't be able to cut for use. You'll have to remelt. Okay, but basically, you're not going to be losing very much on ashashiyot, and therefore we weren't matter. Deganami, and by the way, what other explanation is there of the similarity of an ashashit to tevel, I ask you? But it's ridiculous mixing metaphors over here. A tevel is basically food stuff that you need to be metaken. You can't be metaken on Shabbat. And an ashashit is a kli that for some reason we said was muktzah. Ah, if an ashashit is not a kli until it's mitukan, then it's similar to tevel. It's not a food stuff that needs tikkun. It's either food stuffs that need tikkun, or materials that need tikkun. Now it makes sense. Tevel o ashashit, of course. So over there, ma tevel lo chazilei until you're metakein. Achanami lo chazilei until you're metakein. And so what it says, my afal pisha mishtabrim. So why are you saying even though they break? If it's an ashashit, you're not going to lose anything if it breaks. So why you say afal pisha mishtabrim? No, because ma la tema la hefsid muat nami chashashu. Maybe they would be chayshish for splinters. Splinters, you're just going to lose, you won't even find them. Okay, so what's going to cost? It's going to cost you a nickel. Okay, but still, maybe they're makbid on that. To come on that, even though there will be some minor hepsed over here, we weren't matir in this case, creating the problem in the garden of sasers. Tanya Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Omer, Haita behem totu una shalif shal tevua, miniach rosho tachteh umisal kol atzad acher v'unofel me'ilav. If you've got a heavy sack on the back of your animal, so you can put your back under the part that's hanging over and lift it up, because it would be now minat sad, and then it would fall over on the other side, and that's not a problem. So because as long as you're not doing it directly. But there was a maisa in which Rabbi Gamliel, Chamorosha, Rabbi Gamliel, like tatu nadvash, he had containers of honey, and he didn't want to take the honey off on Shabbat. And he left the honey on the whole Shabbat. When it came at Tzayi Shabbat, he found the donkey dead from having the pain of sitting there the whole Shabbat with the honey on the back.
Why didn't you want to...
Well, Gemara's going to ask, obviously. But by the way, it's very interesting that other members of that family, particularly zebras, you'll notice that zebras were never used for riding, even though they theoretically could be used for riding. And they're never used for carrying, even though they can be tamed. So it turns out, if you ride a zebra for any length of time, it dies. Because the kidneys are on the surface of the body and can't find it. The pressure simply kills them after a couple of hours. It could be that the chamor, after having that vash on it and for that length of time, it has simply died by the end of Shabbos. So first of all, what was his problem, Rabbi Gamliel? It says, honey, what's wrong with honey? Honey you can use on Shabbos, so why can't you simply pick up the honey with your hands and take it out? Oh, that's because this honey was hidvish. This honey turned sour, and it wasn't edible. And hidvish l'may chazi, so then it would be mukta. What did he bring bada? I mean, mukta. I mean, it would be useless. What did he bring into his house for?
Yeah,
it's madvish. Yeah. It turns like vinegary. Chazi l'ktita de gamli. It's usable, as we saw earlier in Masechta. You rub it into wounds on the back of a camel, and it's a refuah. You can't do that on Shabbos, because you can't do refuah on Shabbos. Okay, so even so, yatir chavalim. But so what? Even if he can't lift up the honey with his own hands, he can undo the knots, the yiplu saki, and let them fall off. Mitzteruziki. The containers of the honey that he had were made out of cheres, and they'll break, so he didn't want to do that either. So let him bring pillows. It says that you're allowed to bring pillows. Yavi karimuf satot veniach tayetachtayet. Mitanfe, they would have gotten dirty from the honey. And kamevato klim echano. And then indeed you wouldn't be able to use them on Shabbos. Vayika tsar balechai. Even if it's usher, tsar balechayim is a diraisa. All of these things are only derabbanan. Wasn't he concerned for the pain of the donkey? So let him be doich and iser derabbanan in order to save the donkey pain. He held like the mandiomar kaserva tsar balechayim derabbanan. So therefore, it's one derabbanan against another derabbanan. So he wasn't doich be a day. Abaye, hashkechech le the rabba, the kamishashif le the grey, agabe the chamra. Close the door, please. Abaye walks in and finds Rabba using the side of his chamor as a sliding board for his kid. So he puts his kid up on the chamor and slides him down. And he's doing this all day. And it's Shabbos.
And he's
on Shabbos. And they're having a lot of fun. But he says, Amale, komishtamish marba balechai. How can you use a chamor as a slide? No, it's a tainus. It's a tainus. It's a tanit today. How can you use a chamor as a sliding board? Isn't it mishtamish v'balechai? So how are you allowed to do that? Omale tzdodim. Utzdodim lo gazru bahu rabbanan. So Rabba said to him, I'm only using the edge of the chamor as a sliding board. Since the main usage of a chamor is its back, Mamela, there's no problem because we weren't gozer not using a Baal Chai. The whole gezeira of not using a Baal Chai is that we're afraid you may pick off a branch and use it to get him to move and so on. But a not normal usage or not fundamental usage, they weren't gozer. Minotem, no? How do you know that they weren't gozer on the side? From our Mishnah. Ditznan, matira chavalim, vasakin noflim, my love, bechaber gavalki. David, utstodim. Utstodim lo gazru behu rabbanan. Are we not talking, it says over here you can release the chavalim. Now, the normal use is a chibur givalki, which in which you have the two sacks that are on either side of the chamor are connected on top together, and in order for me, if we want to see what it doesn't look like, in order for me to release it, what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to lean up against the chamor, lift my hand over to get now to the top. Or, another pshat is, according to Tosis, I'm going to have to lift up in order to relieve the pressure on the hevel, I have to first lift up the sack, lean it up against the top of the animal, not mamish the top, but towards the top. So now it's leaning against its side. In relieving the pressure, I can now loosen the connection. But either way, I'm going to be mishtamish with the animal, either by leaning up directly against it or by putting the sack against it. Must be that the reason I can do that is because it's tadim, and there's no gezeirah of sides. Yeah.
This idea of the pillows and letting something slide off the back, could you put a table or a chair and let it roll down the side
yeah.
the same way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anything that starts just logistics, prevent it from breaking. Matter of fact, it'd be even better. Because that way it doesn't land on the table, you don't have the problem come about the klimei chanim at all. So, anyway, since that's the normal way in which you would tie something to a donkey, so it must be that studim is not a problem. Says the Gemara, well, not necessarily. I mean, it could be talking about an agalviki chaver, or which is not studim, where over there you, all you have to do is you basically release the. You see this? I don't know. Neither of these are right, as usual. Or else it's just missing the main point. The thing over here is that you have a piece that runs over the back of the chamor, which has a hook on either side. And then when you put on the basket or whatever bag you're carrying, it simply hooks over. So when you release the hook, you don't have to do anything to the back, to the side of the animal. And all you're doing is you're taking something off of a hook. It's like taking off of a wall. So there's no problem at all. Or it might be talking about a lakta. A lakta is where what you do is you have a little loop at the end of each of your bags. When you do that, you put one loop through the other loops. Then you take a stick and you put it through the top of the loop to prevent them from falling out the bottom loop because it's too big. So when you want to release everything, you just pull out a stick and everything just falls down. But you don't have to do anything to the side of the animal. So how can you bring a raya from our Mishnah that there's no problem with studim? It's easy to configure our Mishnah in a way that you don't end up with a problem with studim. But okay, I mean, you want to use this as a sliding board for your kid. I mean, you try to bring a raya with studim or mut. But that's what he held. Let's see if we can prove that studim are usher, just because, you know, we don't want to have too much fun with our kids on Shabbos. So, Eisvet, do we have a problem from the case of sukkah? Famous case of sukkah, where you build your sukkah, shtayim bidei adam v'achat bi'ilan. You need three walls for your sukkah. Here you make two walls artificially, and one wall by connecting to a tree that's already standing. So even though, of course, the sukkah is kosher, don't confuse the fact that you can't use a tree for schach with not being allowed to use a tree for a wall. No problem using a tree for a wall. The only problem is that you can't go into the sukkah on yontif. Now, the case may be that the sukkah was a treehouse sukkah. So in other words, basically, you built it using the Ilan not only as your wall, but also for supporting the floor. It's one possibility that Tosis raises. Or it's also true, both Rashi and Tosis bring this, that interestingly enough, I guess it's not enough. Interestingly, maybe, to some of us, they used to use the sichuch of the sukkah as a holder for food. As a holder. You'd come out of the house, you're carrying a lot of stuff, you'd put it up on the schach. Usually the schach was much lower than the normal roof. You put it on the schach, go into your sukkah, and you take things down off the schach as you serve it. Because the sukkah, after all, was normally not very convenient. It had to be all the way to the kagin, the sukkah or outdoors, whatever. So they would simply use it as a shelf. But since that's the norm, you can't use this on Yom Kippur, because then you're going to be using the Ilan. Now, how are you using the Ilan? I mean, I assume that what you did over here, something like, what you did over here is that you supported a wall with the Ilan. In other words, you made like little holes in the Ilan, you drilled some holes in the Ilan, put in the support for the schach over there, and then now you have the schach that's leaning on the support of the Ilan, which is the side of the Ilan. It's not the top of the Ilan. Now, according to you, that tzadim are not the equivalent of the top, so why is there a problem? So my love, the chok baby Ilan, is the case not talking about that you made a little hole in the tree and you drilled in the side that supports the schach. So now the schach is being supported by the Ilan, but that's the side, it's not on the top, and you see from here that tzadim are asurim. So how are you now using an animal or a tree on its side to, this is very nogea halakha l'maisa rich. Where? Thank you, man. It's nogea you, halakha l'maisa. You're a hammock. The main problem in the island. How can you use the hammock on Shabbat? Exactly. So this is now our question. Now that should get your interest. There you go. All right. Now
we're Shabbos hammock.
That's the question. It's connected to two trees. So now that should be similar to this case. So if tzadim are asurim, then I understand why you can't go into your sukkah or why you can't use your hammock. But I don't understand why Rob is playing the sliding board on his chamor. Says the Gemara, no, you know what it's talking about? It's not talking about drilling a hole. It's talking about bending over the tree and putting the schach on top of the tree. You bend the branches out of the way, and then you put the schach directly on the tree. So you're not being mishtamish b'tzidei ha'ilan, you're being mishtamish with the ilan itself. So far we haven't gotten to the hammock yet. We're just piquing his interest to see how long it will last. Ihachi ema seifa. Look, we blasted Bali out of your system a couple days ago. I mean, what more do we have to do to get you? So now I ask you, if that's the case, then how do you understand the last piece? It continues there to say, Ema Seifa, Shalosh Bidei Adam Vachat Bi'ilan. How about if you got three walls that are made artificially, and one wall that's made of an Ilan? So then it's kosher, and you can go even on Yontif, you can go into it. I don't get it. If you bend the Ilan over, what's the difference how many walls you got? Bottom line is, you're using the tree. So either kafi l'ilan amai olam lo b'yontif. Yeah, I don't understand. What's your kind? And according to you, that's tadam arasa, I'll ask you the same question. So what's the difference between one wall or if there's three walls or one wall if there's two walls? Why is this a question on me more than on you? You said studim are asuri. So how did studim suddenly become mutarim? And I say the Ilan is also. You got the same question on me as I have on you, and you have on me. Okay. So obviously we're both going to have to come up to a solution. So Elamai, what are you saying? That studim are asuri. So am I on the yontif? So then I don't get it. So you have the same problem too, don't you? Elahata. Clearly, what you're going to have to answer, I mean, we're both going to have to answer, is that we're talking about Begauza, Parsachna, the Ilan Gufe, Dolphin Biyama Udashavya. We're not talking about using an Ilan for the Schach, we're talking about a spreading tree, and a spreading tree is being used as your wall, not as a support for anything. Until now, we were talking about trees to be the way in which you connect a wall or the schach to something in the ground. Now we're changing gears over here. How about if you've got a sequoia? Now, obviously, in Eretz Yisrael, we're talking about it. Most trees are small trees. We're talking about a spreading tree. Use a spreading tree to, as the all the branches now become the actual wall of the sukkah. And you don't put anything on it. So it's just a thick tree on the side. And therefore, there's no problem, not according to me, not according to you. All it's saying is, you don't have to be choshesh where there's a tree that's been used as a wall, that you'll end up being mishtamish b'ilan. No big deal. Dekanami. By the way, it's got to be that that's the right shot anyway. Diktani. Zaklal. Kol she'ilu yinatela ilan v'cholala amod alimla b'yomto. It says, as long as you could take away the ilan, and it won't make any difference, and it's still gonna stand, then you can be oled on yontus. Obviously, over here, if it was really being supported by this ilan, if I took away the ilan, the schach would collapse. So it's not supported by the ilan. That's the whole point. So this case is a case in which I don't need the ilan. The ilan's just serving as a wall bioma, and that's just telling me there's no chashash of usage on yontus. That's all. Let me get to know. Is there a machlokas tanoim about whether tzadim are asurim or not? It says like this: Ein olim la biyom tov. Whereas Rav Shimon ben Elazar quotes Rabbi Meir as saying, "Olim la biyom tov." In the first case, where you do use the ilan, so lechor my labakam ilchagin, mar savat tzadim asurim, umar savar mutarim. Seem to have over here machlokas tanoim between Rav Shimon ben Elazar quoting Rabbi Meir, who holds that even if it's one wall out of three, you could still be Eilon Abiyantav. Why? Apparently because you're only using the sides, and therefore it's butter. Whereas the Tanakhama holds, even the sides are us. So maybe this whole discussion here between Rav and Abaya is basically an old machlokas tanoim. So my la boka mifge, my sovet stadim asurim, umar sovet mutarim, omar Abaya lo, nikule almat stadim asurim. I still insist that studim, nobody's going to be matir studim, and I don't know what this business is of sliding boards on donkeys. But I could tell you what the machlokas is over here. The point over here is that it's the side of a side. Mar sovet sadeet studim asurim, umar sovet sidet studim or mutarim. The case over here is not that you put the schach directly on the side of the ilan. You drill the hole, you put in a supporting beam. That beam now is on the tzadim. Something that's not supporting the on by the beam is the tzideyat tzadim. So then, which is what Moshe Baruch was referring to a moment before. So if you have something which is in turn supported by something else, which is supported by the tree, then they would be arguing. But on studim gufa, nobody would be matir. Whereas Rava says, "Ah, come off it. Man does a bit studim asanami bit sidet. What are we talking about over here? If you hold this, wait, the person could be out kedek achman diet. If you hold, you can't use the tree. Look how many different little pieces you've got between your usage and the tree. If you're telling me I can't use the side of a tree, I can't use the side of a tree. It doesn't matter whether I create a Rube Goldberg contraption to use the side of the tree, or I use the side of the tree directly. Mandashari Bitsidek Stodim. If you're going to tell me that I can use something that is attached to something that is attached to the tree, see what that means, that he's mad to use the side of a tree. And tomorrow we'll see that there may be proofs that that's not true. And we'll take a look further into this sugya. Therefore, it's kedai for Richie to stay up until tomorrow, because he still doesn't know about his hammock. What happens is that I made a big mistake, because the vision he has in his mind is of a hammock.
And
he starts feeling the hammock. And therefore, it wasn't a very useful kind of thing.
So you say that it's really a business?
Recovering tomorrow after Mincha. Mincha is at Or HaChaim at 5:30, approximately 6:30. And then we'll have a Meyer together, won't we be happy?
When are you going to get Esther? Are you going this year?
Yeah, but that's not on Rosh Hashanah. That's after Shabbat.
You got 15 days.
Amen.